And that sound means it's time for the Chatham County Roundup. And for that, we are joined by the one and only Aaron Hall. TajTalk.com is his website up from Chatham County to tell us what's going on. Aaron, how's it going?
Doing well, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You know, I let something happen I was not going to let happen because I promised the people at Shikori this weekend that it would not rain, so I would not let anyone mention anything about rain.
Actually, I mean, for Shikori, a little bit of rain on Friday afternoon, A, is not too bad, and B, I think it's necessary, right? Like, it's not a Shikori weekend,
right,
unless you get a little bit of rain, right?
And then, speaking of what's happening at the theater, you know, we got some cool things happening at the Sweet Bee Theater in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm really fortunate that, you know, my guest today is a gentleman by the name of Don McNeil. He's going to be at the Sweet Bee Theater as Mark Twain Speaks in the Sweet Bee Theaters in Pittsburgh. It's on Saturday, October 27th and 28th for two shows, and then on the Sunday, the 29th, for a show. And so when I found out that Don McNeil, he performs as a Mark Twain interpreter. Don has performed his Mark Twain events for the past 6 years. And I said, well, if I'm going to have Mark Twain on the show, I got to have Mark Twain on the show. So I said, I get to ask Mark Twain whatever I want. So Mr. Twain, how are you today, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you.
We're so happy to have you here. How's your health? You look to be in good health.
I've had some health issues.
Well, considering you died in 1910, you're looking pretty good today.
Yeah, reports of my death are greatly exaggerated.
Are you in good health?
I've had some health issues recently.
Well, tell us about it.
About 3 months ago, I had some issues. There was an article in your newspaper about it, and for a change, the article was accurate. In fact, I felt so bad, I did something I hate doing. I deplore doing. I went to a doctor.
I know how you feel about doctors.
The doctor examined me, and when he finished, he said, Mr. Twain, I can't help you. I said, why not? He said, you drink a quart of whiskey a day, you smoke cigars by the cargo, and you use horrible languages. My methods won't work. He said, you must give up smoking, give up whiskey, and stop using bad language. Well, I had no choice. For 30 days, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't use any bad language, and my ailments got discouraged and left me. Now, soon after that, I met an elderly woman who seemed surprised that I was back in good health, and she said, Mr. Twain, I have the same problem you had, and I see that you're healthy. How did you do that? I said, ma'am, you must follow my instructions to the letter, and she agreed. I said, you must give up cigars, you must give up whiskey, and you must stop using profane language. She said, Mr. Twain, I don't do any of those things. And she died. She was a sinking ship with no ballast to throw overboard. She had neglected her habits. My advice to all of you, don't neglect your habits. Embrace them.
I appreciate that. I'm going to do exactly that when I leave
a good
here,
plan.
And I'm going to embrace a little bit of imbibing. So seeing that it's been a while since you've been here, are there any advancements that you see that we have here today that's a benefit or a change or what?
Well, in my time, there were scientists working on curing baldness, but as I walk to your studio, I can see that they still have not been successful in curing that.
Well, I'm happy to have a full head of hair like yourself, my friend. I see that I know how you feel about doctors, and we had talked a bit outside about growing up in the area of Hartford. Were there doctors that I know you made fun of, but were there any doctors that you would recommend from where you grew up?
In Hartford, we had a famous dentist, Dr. Tushmaker. Now, Dr. Tushmaker was very innovative, and my uncle went to him, my uncle had a bad tooth. And Dr. Tushmaker pulled the tooth, but it wouldn't budge. But my uncle's right foot came off the floor. And Dr. Tushmaker said, "Why are you doing that?" My uncle said, "Because I can't help it." And the doctor said, "Well, you go home. Come back in 1 week, and I'll take care of you." Well, during that week, Dr. Tushmaker invented a new tool that combined the properties of the hammer, the chisel, the wedge, and the inclined plane. When my uncle went back, he applied the new tool to my uncle's tooth in one crank, and the tooth came out. It was attached to my uncle's right big toe, and when the tooth came out, it extracted his entire skeleton.
I'm sorry.
The dentist said he was sorry. It was an accident, and it would never happen again. But my uncle was sent home in a pillowcase.
Well, I like that story. Now, if people were around on campus about 45 minutes to an hour ago, they saw both you and me walk over to, I don't know, is defunct now the right word, but the now statueless Silent Sam statue. What's your opinion of this statue that we've now taken down?
The only thing I can say is a story from my own lifetime. I grew up around slaves. My father had slaves. And growing up, I saw no aversion to that practice. I was taught it was a holy thing. But there was an incident with my mother that made me see things quite differently. My father had a slave, a small boy named Sandy. And Sandy was the most rip-roaring, loud, noisy, singing boy you ever encountered. He was never quiet. Well, one day I had enough. I went to my mother and I said, "You must make Sandy stop singing." And my mother put her hand on my arm and she said, "We can't make Sandy stop singing." She said, "Sandy came from the eastern shore of Maryland. He was taken from his mother a couple years ago. Sandy sings because he knows he'll never see his mother again. He sings to get through the pain." And then she looked at me and she said, "We must let Sandy sing." I never thought about slavery the same again after that day. My mother, with her short sentences and small words, taught me that it was wrong, even though everyone else around me defended it.
Well, that is a great story about love, and love is a beautiful thing. You know, people still fall in love and get married. Now, I'm divorced, so I often tell people who are about to get married, if you need someone to be a best man at the wedding, please ask me to do it, because unfortunately I wasn't the best man in my own. So what has changed in that you've seen about love and marriage and relationships?
I can't see a lot of difference as an outsider. Now, I'm told that there are recent advances that help people be more romantic. Is that true?
Ooh, I don't know. Tell me about these advances that you hear about. There's internet dating. I don't know how much that helps, though.
I think that hinders.
There is a pill that seems to possibly help men be, you say, more romantic. I don't know.
A pill that helps men be more romantic. Well, now, I have to say that when I was young, men were always trying to be romantic. There was never a shortage of men trying to be romantic. The problem was women. Now, the pill is for men.
Yes, sir.
Do women take the pill?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that seems to be a contradiction, because in my youth, men were pretty much always trying to be romantic, as you say.
Well, I will take my cue, and I will know that whether it is taking the pill to be romantic, remember that Sandy's singing, what can the people expect when they come out to the show, Mr. Twain?
I think they'll see and hear a good show. I'm going to tell some stories that are our standards, but I'm also going to tell a couple that I've been working on very hard. And I happen to notice that this event is just a few days before Halloween.
Yes, sir.
I think this is a great opportunity for me to tell at least one ghost story. And it'll be a story that I heard when I was a child, and I've been waiting years to tell it in public, and this is a great opportunity.
So what is the age range for the show?
I understand it's PG-13.
All right.
There'll be nothing offensive, unless you're offended by the sight of a cigar. I've been told that I will not be allowed to smoke in the theater. I understand that. There'll be young people present, so.
I will bring you a whiskey, however. How about that?
There you go.
I would very much appreciate that.
I will be the whiskey bringer. We have so many exciting things still happening in Pittsburgh. And ladies and gentlemen, again, in October, on the 27th and the 28th, come to the Sweet Bee Theater. You will hear Don McNeil as our friend, Mr. Mark Twain. And I just asked my son if he knew who Mark Twain was. He says, I think I know that person. But then he asked me who it was. So I'm going to have to take my son there.
Yeah.
So I
said, he will know who it is.
He will know for sure. So bring your children out and come have a great time at Sweet Bee Theater in Pittsburgh, because we got it going
on
in
Mark's
Chatham
been
County.
In poor health, but Halley's Comet's 43 years away. So you've got time.
Only Aaron would know that.
Don McNeil, Aaron Hall, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.